Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. The show is brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP 180weightloss.com. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. And it's now time for our annual mock draft. Redskins drafting 13th. EB will make the pick for the Redskins, but we wanted to lead all the way up to the Redskins draft choice. And so the four junkies, our producers, the guys from the Grant Danny Show, Chad Dukes, are all participating in the draft.
Pete Medhurst.
To give you the draft order, Valdez is representing the Browns, so he's going 1 and 4.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to give a brief recap on who everyone
Yes.
We can do that. I just wanted to go through the order. Dar's representing the Giants at 2. Pedro, Pete on Sports 3, representing the Jets. I mentioned Valdez. He has the 4th pick with the Browns. Jason's representing the Broncos. Mm-hmm.
This is Matt Valdez.
Danny is representing the Colts at 6. I have the Bucks at 7. Dukes, the Bears at 8. Tom, the voice of the Millennials today at 9 for the 49ers. Cakes, you're representing the Silver and Black at 10.
Yes, of course I am.
Drab's got the Dolphins. Grant has the Bills. And then, like we said, EB will make the pick.
Thank you.
For the Redskins. After we take some calls,
good.
So listeners can help you out.
Now, one of the things that we talked about at the top of the show, and it's kind of been a theme this last week, is just how sort of uncertain the top of the draft is, more so than in previous drafts. Really just uncertain. Mm-hmm. And Adam Schefter, who isn't Ian Rappaport, okay, to his credit.
Which is a good thing for him.
Adam Schefter recently, because he doesn't just tweet fake news. He gets stuff wrong, but it's rare.
Rap Sheet gets a lot right, too.
He gets a lot wrong.
You have a lot of venom towards him for some
Look
reason.
Look at his track record. It's not just me.
Why,
just,
did he say something about the Skins that was wrong that irked you?
I don't care what he says about the Skins. He gets them wrong all the time. He had Cousins traded to Cleveland. He has a lot. If you look, he has outlandish things out there. I think the agents play him big time.
All right.
Okay, and
so
he can't
Schefter.
See that. But Schefter tweeted about an hour ago. JP, it's not just me.
I just think Rap Sheet's one of the best. Overall, he's one of the best.
I think you're a little naive to it. Schefter tweeted within the last half hour that
the Browns there's
growing sentiment that while people don't know what the Browns are going to do, growing sentiment is they're going to take Baker Mayfield, which would be a big sort of surprise.
Absolutely, it would.
But that's
and
been
I'm a Baker Mayfield
like a
guy.
Week.
Well,
we'll, see. We'll see.
We've heard a bunch of different names. I got 6 different mock drafts right here from CBSSportsLine.com. Not one of them has Baker Mayfield number 1.
If that happens, then everybody and their mother is calling Gettleman in New York to trade up to 2 to grab Josh Allen.
Now, Valdez,
or whatever quarterback they want.
Right.
You want to go through our drafting history.
Allen.
Why don't we go through the drafting history each time that the person is up? You know what I'm saying?
Give a brief recap.
Instead of going through them all right now and all 7 or 8 of us, when we get to somebody, like you have the first pick, you can talk about how you've performed in the past and who you've selected.
So how much do you have? Like the past 2 years?
I have the past 4 years of picks.
Wow. Ooh, that is an extensive library.
That's pretty good. All right. So can we do it the way he wants to do
it? Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think that's a better way. It'll go a lot
All right, well,
faster.
Let's delve into your draft history, Valdez, and see how you've performed.
As GM... In 2014, I took offensive lineman Greg Robinson, who's been a huge bust.
Right.
I took Marcus Mariota.
Right.
In 2015, with the 6th pick for
Not
the Jets.
Not a horrible pick.
For him, he went 2.
In 2016, I took Jalen Ramsey with the 3rd pick.
Bomb pick.
That's a hit.
That's a hit.
And then last year, I took Christian McCaffrey with the 4th pick overall.
Solid.
Little
solid
overdrafted,
player,
but
high.
Decent. It was
he's going to have a solid
Where did he go, 10?
He went 10, and I took him number 4.
He's only going to get better. His numbers are only going to get better.
Yeah. Definitely.
But as GM of the Browns, I'd like to announce that in 2018, we will be inducting Art Modell into our Ring of Honor for all that he's done for the city of Baltimore for moving the team from Cleveland.
Yes, you'd love that.
But with the first pick...
Is the pick in? We need to play the chime.
Pick is in.
The pick is in, JP.
Wow, I'm not wasting any time.
And I've really thought about this a lot. we got to take the best quarterback out there, and that's Sam Darnold, quarterback of USC. He's the Browns' franchise quarterback.
So Sam Darnold off the board.
I think that is the consensus safe pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't hate it.
I play it safe as GM.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I think the Josh Allen pick is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Quarterback effect, DB. Quarterback effect.
How much do you think the tweets, the high school tweets that Allen had, the racial slurs will hurt him?
Marginal.
Very little.
Marginal, because you just write off as being a dumb high school kid.
Right. And that's basically what he said.
Yeah.
So I was just a dumb high school kid.
I mean, it's a character indictment, but, you know, I don't think
Brendan
it'll hurt
Darr,
his draft stats.
Producer of the Grant Danny Show, joins us in studio. Do we have him participating in past drafts? Is he part
Do
of
have
our
any draft history?
History?
No, we have no draft history.
He's a wild card.
I have no draft history on Brendan Gettleman at the Giants starting fresh.
Are you a little jealous that that Tom Daley has been dubbed the voice of the millennial today? Would you like to be the voice of the millennial?
I wouldn't mind it. Right. I just want to know when Adam's picking. Do we have an idea of that?
I don't know when that is.
Yeah. By the way,
you know what? You get a compensatory pick for that. That zing.
Thank you. Adam is so bitter walking around the office.
Is he still?
Oh, yeah. I think his quote to me was, "I'll survive."
Hopefully not.
So you don't have any draft tests? You didn't participate last year?
I think I got in late on draft day last year. I'd like to apologize, but I'm here today.
Yes, right. You're
ready
prepared.
To make a pick.
Now, are you thrown by the Cleveland selection of Sam Darnold?
No. Jason has been telling me for 24 straight hours who he thinks I'm going to pick. And,
and I'm right.
Is the pick in?
The pick is in.
All right.
Jason, I'm sorry to disappoint. We are going with defensive end Bradley Chubb for the New York
Not
Giants.
Not his cousin Nick. You're going with Bradley.
We're going with Bradley.
Right. And that's just a consensus pick, I think, from a lot of people because that's, I guess, Gettleman's history, right? He likes to
build strong,
big line.
I just think that's a botch by the Giants. You got to take your quarterback of the future now.
They lose Jason Pierre-Paul. They need to upgrade the pass rush. I think Chubb's a nice fit there.
He'll be a very good player, but how about... When you have a chance, you're the number two pick, take your quarterback of the future. But I guess they're going to roll with
this
Eli.
This is very interesting.
I think Eli can still play another 4 or 5 years.
All right, Pete Medhurst is here. Pete on sports representing the New York Jets. Tell us about their needs, and then when your pick is ready, tell us when the pick is in.
Plenty of needs, period, for this football team. 8 consecutive years, the Jets have taken defensive personnel with their number one overall draft pick. 8 years in a row, the last offensive guy they took, Mark Sanchez, that didn't necessarily pull great dividends for the Jets.
That's Puches.
Two AFC championships, but not the ultimate prize as of yet. But the time.
That's a swing and a miss.
The time is now. Now, we are taking all of our allotted 10 minutes in the first round because all of a sudden, Saquon Barkley has landed in our lap. Our phone's ringing on the hook right now.
People are calling you right now.
People are calling us left and right.
Look how excited he is.
We could trade down here because we got so many people calling us.
We could trade down.
Valdez got the 4 pick. He might want to move up the spot here.
How much soda have you had today? His leg is bouncing so fast.
Haven't you cut down on your soda?
Yeah. Yeah, I only had one today.
He just loves the fact that he's on the junks.
This is in my wheelhouse, so I love NFL personnel stuff.
I know, he does it all the time.
Love NFL personnel stuff.
We do have Pete's draft history. Before you give us the pick.
Right. I only have Pete drafting in 2017. He might know before then, but he took wide receiver Mike Williams in last year's draft.
Out of Syracuse?
It might work out.
Clemson.
You're
thinking the wrong Orange team.
He played one snap last year,
I believe.
Is that the guy?
He was off injured.
He was hurt.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a gamble.
Great talent.
He might end up being the stud.
Great talent, but man, if you can't make the club or help the club, if you're in the tub.
All right.
So the pick is in?
The pick is in. We have avoided all phone calls. We have turned down all offers because there's just so much at our disposal. With the number 3 pick in the NFL draft in the sophisticated city that is New York, we need the sophisticated guy. We take quarterback Josh Rosen out of UCLA.
Wow. Ooh. Look at that.
Thank you, Pete.
There's no Josh Rosen slide for Pete.
The New York media will just eviscerate him.
No, I think he's so intelligent that he will handle it just fine. I think he'll handle it better than all the other quarterbacks.
All right, Darnold, Chubb, Rosen. That means we go back to Valdez, who is the Browns GM. Is the pick in at number 4?
Are you thrown right now?
I'm very thrown.
Why? Yeah. Did you have your eyes on?
No.
I didn't think Barkley was going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a gift.
It's a perfect situation,
this
right?
This is a gift.
You get your quarterback and your running back?
I can secure my offense for years to come with Darnold and Barkley in the backfield, give him a weapon. But, JP, quarterback is the most important position on the field.
You're not going to draft
And I'm drafting Baker Mayfield, number four. The pick is in.
I love it. You just ruined it.
That's awesome.
Hey, it's open season starting today to find our number one quarterback. I have two bullets. I will find a franchise quarterback.
You're doing the Troy Aikman, Steve Walsh bit.
What are you going to do with the other one?
Grant Paulson will have to shave his head if that happens.
Trade him.
You're going to trade him?
We're going to trade him.
What if you can't find a trade partner?
All right, well, then
I'll
cut him.
You're stuck with two number one.
You're going to cut the fifth pick or the fourth pick.
Hey, I'll do whatever it takes to find my cornerstone for my franchise.
We got to pick up the pace if we're going to make it to the 13th pick.
What is the saying, Valdez? Fortune favors the bold. It's a bold pick.
I am ahead of the curve.
Yeah. All right, let's do
I will be known as a genius for years to come.
Yeah,
let's do the fifth pick in the draft. That would be the Denver Broncos, who now could potentially draft Saquon Barkley.
There's all kinds of stuff out
there. Jason represents the Broncos. Tell us about Jason's draft history.
Real quick, Jason in 2014 took Khalil Mack with the number one pick.
Such a hit.
And 2015, he took Leonard Williams with the second pick.
Solid.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good, but
Where did he end up going, five?
You go five or six.
He slipped, but that doesn't matter.
Didn't he go the pick after Sheriff? Here in six, maybe.
Yeah. All right.
And in 2016, he took Jared Goff with the number one pick. Okay. Notice he had two number one picks and a number two. Pretty hard. And
record's pretty good.
Out of everyone, I think my record's the best.
You're picking at the top of the draft.
Pretty hard. We have the number one pick. And in 2017, he took Marshawn Lattimore. Cornerback.
Stud. Super stud.
I mean, pretty good picks.
God damn, I'm good. Why am I doing radio?
I might not want to do my draft history when it gets to my pick at 10.
All right.
Very spotty.
I know Johnny Football's in there.
He is.
Hold on. The top two guys on my board, I've been talking to John Elway constantly for the last 48 hours.
You've been consulting.
And we were focusing on two guys, Bradley Chubb and Josh Rosen, obviously both off the board. But we did not think that Quan Bark would slip to five. You know, with Case Keenum there for a two-year deal, we really wanted a future franchise quarterback.
Did you guys release C.J. Anderson, or is he just kind of in limbo?
He's gone. So right now, Devontae Booker's our number one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could use Denzel Ward at corner because our corner's a little bit dicey.
Is Barkley the highest-rated player in the draft?
I can't look away from Quan Bark.
I don't know how you can.
Saquon Barkley, the pick is in. Saquon Barkley to Denver.
Saquon Barkley. All right, first five picks are in. Darnold, Chubb.
And by the way, Valdez was just fired as GM of the Browns.
Before the end of the first round.
He's been fired as a producer.
Saquon Barkley, when we come back, we'll complete the mock draft, and we want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. EB will ultimately make the Redskins selection, but he wants to be consulted. The listeners can call in at 800-636-1067 as we're doing our Junkies mock draft here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Chris Russell, our Redskins insider, is going to join us coming up at 9:45. But we're in the midst of our annual mock draft.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold, Bradley Chubb, Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield, Saquon Barkley off the board, and our man Danny Ruye joins us in studio from the Grant Danny Show. He is repping the Colts. Do we have any draft history on Danny?
I have none. He may have participated in the past, but I don't have any written down.
He's a wild card, too.
The year the Redskins took Josh Doctson, I took A'shaun Robinson, a defensive lineman for Redskins, which was a little bit boring, and he's fine.
All right.
Yeah, what a crazy concept.
Yeah. So, that, by the way, that's by default. SEC defensive lineman, even if I write down the wrong
name.
Like
that.
That's
pretty
what
solid.
I would do so many times for the Redskins.
Do you feel confident with Andrew Luck and his shoulder, or are you leaning towards a quarterback?
I do not feel confident, but I can't give up yet.
Okay.
I can't give up yet.
Is the pick in?
The pick is in.
Very nice.
Despite the tomfoolery and ballyhoo of general managers close to me, I have to do the right thing for my franchise. Last year, we drafted Malik Hooker, a free safety. We need to improve that defense and the offense, frankly. Nothing is good right now about the Indianapolis JP Flames. What I will tell you is the best player on our board right now is Denzel Ward, cornerback from the Ohio State University.
We looked at him in Denver, but
Denzel Ward.
We looked at him. He was on our board. He was number three on our board, but we didn't think Barkley was going to be available. So.
All I know is GM Cakes is looking at the board, and they're just sillies that are going to tumble down to be at number 10.
All right, so thank you, Danny. Denzel Ward off the market brings us to the seventh pick. I'm up representing the Bucs. Dylan is going to make the pick for me, but let's go to my draft history. So,
hopefully it's spotty and terrible.
So your draft history, JP, in 2014, you took Sammy Watkins.
All right.
Is he a hit or kind of borderline?
I think it's a decent pick.
It's kind of mad. I'll give him a solid mad.
I had some injuries.
I think JP took him number three overall.
Okay.
So in 2015, he took Jameis Winston.
Okay.
2016, he took Ezekiel Elliott.
That's a hit.
That's a hit.
And in 2017, he took Reuben Foster.
I've yet to take a defensive player.
Yes, you did. You took Foster.
He took Foster. Right. You took a number.
Who was this close for going to jail for assaulting his girlfriend.
False allegations. She's withdrawn.
Yeah, I really believe the claim. I really believe her.
All right, is our pick in, Dylan? It is Bring Your Child to Work Day. He hasn't decided yet.
Are you still? What are you noodling there? But what are your war room people? Who do they like? Who is it down to, Dylan?
Down to Minka Fitzpatrick and Derwin James.
What do you like about Minka Fitzpatrick?
Well, the Bucs need safety and cornerback help.
Right.
They're 32nd in pass defense last year.
Right.
So. Yeah, they're poos.
You got good nuggets, man. You might have to help me with the Skins pick.
All right, is the pick in?
Sounds like some waiver.
All right, the pick is in. This is a lot of pressure here. This could set the tone for the franchise for the next 5 years.
And it could get you fired.
Right. You want to keep your job, you got to make a good pick here.
The seventh pick in the 2018 NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Minka Fitzpatrick.
Nice!
Safety, Alabama.
Nice job. Solid pick there. Nice job there, Dylan.
Fitzpatrick, by the way, the all-time leader in pick sixes for the Crimson Tide, had five.
Can't go wrong with that.
Solid. All right, that brings us to the eighth pick in the draft. That is Chad Dukes, who's been waiting patiently. He was repping the Bears.
All right. Dukies.
Hey, guys. I have no draft history with you because Draft Teacher called me up last night and said, hey, we're mad at AWOD. Do you want to be in our draft?
Is that entirely true? I feel like you did the draft last year.
No, I didn't want him.
I didn't want him.
Yeah, Lurch didn't want me in the draft.
Hey, how was your marathon show of an hour and 10 minutes yesterday?
Jason is so jealous.
Well, you shouldn't be, because I drove in the rain, and it took 90 minutes, and it took me 2 hours to get home.
And you and I were doing shots of bourbon at KO Distilling, too. That was awesome.
I did enjoy that, and that is something, Lurch, that I think we have in common, drinking at 11 o'clock in the morning in Prince William County.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so you got the Bears. You're number eight pick.
Yeah, Bears are not a sexy team. They got a new head coach, an offensive-minded head coach. Their big free agency acquisition has been Allen Robinson. So it was difficult. I wanted to take Roquan Smith because I thought JP was steamed up for him, and I was like, well, that's good enough reason to do anything. But I think what we're going to do here is go – they need defense. They need linebackers. They could use some help at safety as well. So there's so much talent still on the board with all those quarterbacks coming off. You really can't go wrong, but I think that the Chicago Bears. Oh, the pick is in.
The pick is in.
Rambling incoherently. Derwin James, safety out of Florida State. This is a guy that his vertical jump, his broad jump, his bench press—they were all better than Minka Fitzpatrick's. I think he's going to be able to transform the secondary of this team. But let's be honest, the Bears need help all over the place. You have Mitchell Trubisky coming out saying they're going to take their next step. They're going to be a transitional team this year. Well, not if they don't get enough talent. This is a guy that can probably do a lot for you from a couple of different positions. So Derwin James is the pick for the Chicago Bears.
Thank you, Chad.
Love it.
Do we have some Skins fans like bitter right now, pounding the table because they wanted Derwin James?
Possibly.
I think so.
All right, that brings us to the ninth pick in our mock draft. Tom, the voice of the Millennials,
the ninth
today,
or the eighth? Oh no, that's right. That was
the ninth. Correct. He's riding the 49ers. Of course, made a big move last year for Jimmy G.
Jimmy Grapes.
All right, what do you think there, Tom?
There's been a lot of movement in front of us. A lot of guys came off of our board that we liked. We liked Ward. We liked Fitzpatrick because the secondary is so terrible. We're going to go with Derwin James. GM Dukes just took him. We can't get any calls. And no one wants to trade up.
Sounds like the morning show.
Yeah. No one wants Josh Allen.
But we are not completely sure on what Jimmy G will be, so we need an insurance policy. The pick
they
is
just
in.
Gave $100
the pick is in.
$1 billion. Yeah.
They're just doing bits
back
there.
Is Tommy, the draft.
Is Tommy the GM about to pick a quarterback?
With the ninth pick in the Junkies draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Lamar Jackson.
Oh, wow. Converted to receiver. Oh, my God.
It would be a punt returner.
Oh, my God.
You were just fired, too. We got two fire GMs in there.
You don't give a quarterback $3 billion and then draft one.
All right, Cakes, you're up. Representing the silver and black with the
first
pick.
Sadly, I think we need to go through my draft history. And when we get to the end of it, you'll probably fire your third GM before I make the pick for the Raiders.
Right. All right, just have the poo sound effect ready.
I remember
ready.
Doing this last year, and it was bad.
Yes, I know.
So in 2014, Cakes took Johnny Manziel with the fourth pick overall.
That's a miss.
2015. He took Dante Fowler Jr. He was the fourth pick overall.
He played pretty well last
year.
Yes,
but remember, his rookie season, he broke his leg.
Yeah, understood.
So the Cakes right. jinx.
Okay.
All right.
In 2016, Cakes took Laremy Tunsil.
Oh.
Actually, I think he's turned into a pretty decent guard.
He's a starter.
Yeah, but I picked a guy who was caught smoking weed out of a gas mask the night of the night before the draft. Right.
So the Cakes curse got Tunsil there. And then in 2017, Cakes took Jonathan Allen.
All right. Jury's still out.
That's a hit.
Jury's still out.
Your guy's getting
hurt.
He was
a monster when he wasn't hurt for like two
Which
games.
Was the entire year, pretty much.
Basically, whoever Cakes takes this year will end up being hurt for the 2018.
Right. That's a distinct
He's
possibility.
He's taken three players that were injured in their rookie year, right?
They either get
three
hurt players. Or right. they're drugging.
Now, I'm picking right. for the Raiders. They were 6-10 last year. They allowed 373 points. So you would think I might go with a defensive player at number 10 overall.
The Raiders.
But in light of my spotty draft history, conservative GM Cakes is not going to go defense. He's going to go offense. He's going to draft a piece that will help protect the quarterback. The pick is in for the LA/Oakland/Vegas Raiders. We're going with the top tackle in the draft, Mike McGlinchey. Welcome to the Silver and Black from Notre Dame. The ultimate conservative pick. Mike McGlinchey, a member of the Raiders now.
All right, that brings
That's
us
a solid
to
pick.
Drab and the Dolphins. What is Drab's history on the show?
So Drab's draft history, in 2014, he took Mike Evans, number 5.
Good one.
In 2015, he took Amari Cooper.
Really awesome. Stunk last year, but I'll still give you a ding.
2016, he took Vernon Hargraves.
All right.
Still in the NFL.
Yeah. Done.
And in 2017, he took Solomon Thomas.
All right.
Didn't do much. From the Niners.
I had like a 10th pick last year. He went number 2 overall.
You peaked early there, Drew.
Right, we're still pretty good. I don't know anything about the Dolphins. It looks like they're ranked 29th.
You should call Bodie.
I tried. He punched out. 29th last year in defense. They lost Sue. So they definitely needed defensive tackle, Eric Bickle, maybe a safety. But my phone's been blowing up over here. I just have an offer too good to pass up. I'm trading down to 15 with Adam Epstein's Arizona Cardinals. They'll be making the pick.
Oh,
they're trying to get A1. You know, the producers officially ruining the entire draft.
Just Arizona. So you know,
every single one of them, millennials, Arizona's
traded up.
They felt so bad for him. They had to give
just
him a
Just placating to
if
him.
If he says anything besides Josh Allen, he should go.
By the way, your face is getting fatter. I haven't seen you in a few days.
I mean, did you see that food out there? Yeah. Like a brioche bun.
It didn't happen in 20 minutes. Yeah.
All right. Arizona now has the 11th pick.
With the 11th pick, the Arizona Cardinals select.
Is the pick in?
Is the pick in?
The local boy. The
Hold
pick
on,
is
don't
in.
Stop, stupid.
The pick is in.
Hold Settle on. Down on your dumb bit.
Got to play the sound effect.
DJ Moore, wide right. receiver, Maryland.
This is the worst draft ever.
A trade up for a lot. Look, I love DJ Moore.
Traded up trade for up? A guy that could go 20 picks later.
Would you give up? Would you give up in terms of picks to get
hopefully
him?
Nine number ones?
We kind of traded back some cash under the table.
Did you give up like an extra second round pick?
No.
Kava gift cards.
Kava gift cards and a fifth round for a sixth
they
round.
They traded attention dollars is yes. what they traded. All right, let's bring in Grant. It's he's representing the Bills. This draft has fallen apart.
Well, they've ruined it. Honestly. Never do it again. When these dummies say we want to do it next year, remember, they're the ones that
they're doing
ruined
bits.
It. They're doing bits.
By the way,
well,
Grant.
He's drafted two quarterbacks. Here, it's bit day. We can't help it.
Literally, I don't know which one's worse.
I don't know if you were paying attention to the top of the draft.
Incredible.
But if this happens tonight, you will have to shave your head because Valdez, as the GM of the Browns, has drafted both Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield.
Open competition.
We've got quite a quarterback competition brewing.
And Adam has traded up to draft
DJ
Moore.
I've been
Moore.
Listening. This is the worst draft of all time. Yeah.
It really is. It's embarrassing.
By the way, does Adam know what he just paid to move up? He moved up five spots in the first round. He's
How does he not take a quarterback
Julio
in the future?
Julio Jones-esque package, and he takes a wide receiver who would have been available at 19.
Yeah. It just ruined it.
What's your draft history?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't have a draft history for Grant.
For GP?
I have no
He's fun. About to make history.
It may help you.
All right.
By the way, this tweet just came in. This draft is awful. If the Niners take Jackson in the first, I'll tattoo his face on my chest.
Well, there's no chance they would.
I know.
The pick is in at number 12.
By the way, the guys that ruined the draft, they're all the guys behind the glass.
Yeah, I know.
That's why.
Jackson, I know the producers and the millennials today.
Valdez taking Baker Mayfield
at four. The millennials were on the draft.
Yeah. And then... Of course, Drab in cahoots with A-Wod.
By the way, three of the seven best players in the draft are still available somehow for me at number 12.
I know, I'm going to get silly for the scheme.
You need to trade up to get Josh Allen if you want
him. Unfortunately, your boy can't take any of them because I'm going to draft based on need.
Yep.
I wanted to move up to number 3 to secure this person. Somehow, weird things happen and he is available for me. At number 12, the quarterback-starved Buffalo Bills. A team that last year saw so Nathan great. Peterman throw 36 interceptions in one game will be selecting Josh Allen, quarterback, Wyoming.
So that's Very the fifth nice. Quarterback taken in the first 12 picks, correct? If I did the math right.
By the way, the Redskins are hooked.
If Tom calls up
Kyle Shanahan tonight and takes Lamar Jackson, I'm going to do a cartwheel.
Five quarterbacks.
That's what I said.
You'll shave your head.
Five in the first 12.
All right, so what are we going to do now? We're going to take listener calls.
That's what we wanted to do. We've got Chris Russell scheduled to join us. Are we going to bump Russell?
We're
going to do calls. You're supposed
to make
a pick.
Or do you want me to make the pick? I know who I'm picking. It doesn't matter who they could say. They could say anyone. I know who I'm picking.
I already know who you're taking, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
The pick is in.
We already talked about him.
The pick is in. Yeah. I'm definitely going along the D-line. And I'll tell you, it's between Vea and Payne. From right. Alabama, and I wanted to go Payne, okay? But when I looked at the film and I analyzed it, Vea spoke to me more. He jumped out on the film more to me. I'm taking Vita Vea. He's a tackle from Washington.
He's a massive dude.
Yeah.
Pretty, really athletic dude.
Vita Vea, defensive tackle, Washington.
Second down and 7, Rosen to pass. Pressured and sacked. Head high tackle from Vita Vea.
Now 6'7", 347. Vea was a running back in high school. Now he just stops them. The Pac-12's defensive player of the year destroyed run games with that huge frame and elite strength. And even though he's huge, Vea displays the quickness to shoot gaps and disrupt the backfield.
I think that's a no-brainer for the Skins.
Great pick if that's the way
it
turns out.
I don't think he can miss.
Here's what we can do. We'll talk to Chris Russell, but we can also get feedback on your pick. Do you like what EB did for the Redskins? 800-636-1067. I know our pal Rich from Centerville wanted to chime in. I think he wanted to give you a recommendation, but we'll do it in reverse. We'll come back, take some calls, plus Chris Russell, Redskins insider, here on the Junkies. All right, we just held our mock draft all the way through the Redskins pick. They pick number 13.
It was a mockery.
Chubb, Rosen, then Mayfield. Darnold and Mayfield both going to the Browns.
Yes.
Saquon Barkley was available at 5 for Jason, who was the GM of the Broncos. Then Denzel Ward, Micah Fitzpatrick, Derwin James, a run on defense. And then Lamar Jackson was drafted 9th by the 49ers, who signed a monstrous deal to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mike McGlinchey. Then DJ Moore comes in at 11 in a trade. Josh Allen and the Redskins take Vita Vea.
Yeah.
Just to summarize what our producers did, the guys that were pushing this mock draft, Valdez drafted two quarterbacks, as you said, for the Browns. Tom picked a quarterback, as you said, after they gave Jimmy G $1 billion.
Right.
Drabby then traded his pick to AWOD, worst thing you could possibly do. Then AWOD drafted a guy 20 spots early.
So you can go to Twitter right now.
I've never seen a collection of worst picks.
You can go to Twitter.
I've never seen it.
At Junks Radio and vote on who ruined the draft the most.
All right, you know what? Did we put that poll up?
Go cast your vote right now.
I can put the poll up as we talk to Rich in Centerville, who wanted to chime in.
It's
on
already
UB's
up.
Pick.
It's good to go.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Hey, Rich, do you like that pick?
Richie.
Yeah, I mean, you can't complain about a big fat 350-pound guy on the D-line, but me personally, I mean, there's a guy that's a consensus top three pick that's still sitting out there, and it's a huge position of need, and that's obviously the guard from Notre Dame, Nelson.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, LaValle's not going to be back. If you look at the depth chart, they have Ari Quanjo plugged in at left guard. That's not going to fly. And besides, when we take Ronald Jones II in the second round, he's going to need someone that's going to be a big space eater on the left side. So you have Williams and Nelson on the left side. There you go.
What's 11 and 5, right?
Even though Vegas hasn't pegged at 5.5 wins.
By the way, people mocked me when I went through the schedule and I gave him 5 wins. And the Vegas number's 5.5.
I saw 7 a couple places. I don't know where 5.5 is.
Meanwhile, 5.5 is a fat winner.
I know. Split it. If I can see 5.5, I'm getting
desperate
on it.
To get that bet in because of all my great recent history with sweat bets and total bets.
Why won't his buddy, he won't accept it right now? 5.5?
He's still trying to confirm the number.
It's not out yet.
Yeah.
All right, it's Chris Russell on the line with us. Chris Russell, who is not only Redskins insider, but Capitals insider, presented by Dominion Jewelers.
Dual threat.
Custom engagement rings and jewelry in the heart of Falls Church. They make it beautiful. You make it yours. DominionJewelers.com. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Phyllis.
Hello,
how are you?
Chris. That was about 3 minutes shorter than your walk-up on Chad Dukes versus the world that I heard the other day, which I like. I appreciate it, but it was much shorter.
That is great. I'm like a jobber in the WWE instead of the Undertaker now.
So real quick before we get to the NFL draft, you've been going to the Caps games. You've been covering. What's your vibe tonight?
I feel oddly, weirdly good, although there was plenty of sentiment, I would say, around the media that as soon as they found out Malkin was going to be out tomorrow night or tonight, that oh, this is doom and gloom for the Caps, you know, because I mean, they have to win tonight. Like, it's not a must win. Of course, it's game one. But without Malkin, without Carl Hagelin, who's been a little bit of a pain in the ass across the board to the NHL, to the Caps, they have to win this at home. You can't dig yourself the hole you dug against Columbus, the hole you dug last year against Pittsburgh. Sure, last year they came back and forced a game 7. Who wants to do that again? Who needs to do that again? This is not as good of a Pittsburgh team, quite honestly, across the board. I mean, Tommy will tell you that. You know, I mean, anybody that's watched this Pittsburgh team knows they still have a championship pedigree, knows they're still dangerous and talented, knows they're not as good, not as deep as they have been.
So what's your vibe for the series?
I think the Caps actually win this in 6.
Really?
I mean, I do. I think some of the youthful energy that they've been able to insert, guys like Chandler Stephenson. I mean, I trust Vrana a little bit less. I mean, if they don't turn the puck over in some key spots, which they still did do late in the Columbus series, I don't expect them, Jason, to kill 17 straight penalties like they did. Please just stay out of the box. I mean, I know that's hard to do. I don't expect them to be 33.5% on the power play, but they don't need to be 25%. Holtby wasn't even, you know, like everybody was like, oh, Braden Holtby saved the day. He was good. He was very good at times. He wasn't great. He let up some cream cheese softy type goals, including the first goal against Columbus the other night. He doesn't need to be outstanding. I just think they're a better, deeper, again, a little bit more youthful team than they have been, and I think that's going to count for something. Again, guys like Stevenson, I do think Devontae Smith-Pelly has made a difference. I think they've got some fortunate breaks that they certainly have never really earned or received. Now, will that carry through? I don't know, but I think you create some of that, and I hope that continues for them.
Chris, the Caps seem to love not clearing the defensive zone throughout the series with the Blue Jackets, and I just feel like if they do that against the Pens are going to make them pay for it.
Yeah.
That's just something that I'm going to keep a close eye on, especially in the first few games.
Yeah, Kicks, you're right. I mean, look, maybe I'm overrating, things. I mean, certainly their defense is still a question mark, but I look at the top pairing and I look at Kempney, who is really solid, I think, both ways. You know, Carlson still is not a great defensive defenseman, but he was lights out offensively. Orpik was swallowing up shots defensively. He's, he is what he is. I know Jews is still a weakness, and we can go on down the line, right? The bottom line is they're not a great defensive group. We all understand that. So that's where I think it's among the forwards to make sure they're on the back check, that they're doing their job, that they're getting the puck hard around the boards, that they're getting that they're doing their job to help out and squeeze and make sure that it's not just on the defensive guys, that it's not just on Braden Holtby to clear out, because that's hard to do, like you said, when defensemen pinch in, when the Penguins know that it's really hard to get it around the boards and that you're desperate to try and clear it out and that you need a change and you're out of gas. So I think it's a team game. I think it's easier said than done, but, ultimately, if you do it, the way you do it for the most part over the course of a long season, I think ultimately they'll get away with it.
All right, let's get to the Redskins. You heard our mock draft. EB selected Vita Vea. What is your vibe as to what they do tonight
and
in
by the
first
way,
round?
With that draft audio, yeah. With that profile audio we mm-hmm. ran when he took Vea, the guy said he was 6'7". He's not 6'7".
Yeah, he's like 6'5".
Maybe 6'5". Yeah. I think more like 6'4". But anyway,
yeah, 6'4".
He's still a big guy, 340 pounds.
No, he's a huge man.
Vita Vea is there. That's who I'm taking. Now, I think Quentin Nelson was still there on the mock, right? Because Tommy somehow took Lamar Jackson for the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, yeah, that would be a really, really crazy scenario. So, I would be like, oh, man, best of both. I would say this. I don't think Nelson's going to be there, but I would – I'd probably take Nelson if that was the case, but Vea, if he's there, and I would take him over Daron Payne from Alabama. Why? Because I think Vea is a better run stuffer. I think he's more consistent. I think you can play him at multiple positions. I've seen him at the true nose. I've seen him shaded over the center. I've seen him at the five technique on either side. I think he's a very good bull rusher. I've seen him relentlessly pursuing sideline to sideline when he's out of plays. I've seen him backside pursuit for a 340-pound guy. Love his hustle, motor, effort, all of that stuff. Daron Payne, I think he's got better burst quickness off the line of scrimmage than Vea does. I saw inconsistency, motor off and on, kind of not my cup of tea. So to me, if that's the argument, if that's the decision they have to make and they go defensive line, to me, I'm going Vita Vea.
All right, I like it.
And if Vita Vea is not available? Payne? So they go Payne there? Or is that too high?
You just trashed Payne. Now you're going to take him?
Maybe trade down.
Scenario. I would trade down. Me, again, if Nelson somehow is there, of course I would go him. I'm not a huge Daron Payne fan at 13, and I backed way off of Darius Geis. The more tape I've watched, draftbreakdown.com. Thank you. They bail me out. And I don't like the kid's personality. He was lying about the combine interviews and all that stuff. I just don't like anything about the kid. I'm not going anywhere near that guy. So I would trade down. To me, the Redskins, here's the good thing. The Redskins have so many needs because they've screwed up so many drafts. They really can't go wrong here.
All right, Russ.
Thank
That's
you,
That's our pal, Chris Russell.
It's the Rooster.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate you.
All right, so what time is it? The Caps are at 7. The draft officially starts.
Caps are at 7 or 7:30?
7. 7 puck drop.
And then the draft is at 8.
The draft starts at 8.
Skins what channel probably. Will you watch? You're going to be intrigued to check out the new coverage on Fox? Who's doing it?
I couldn't watch it. The new coverage will tilt me.
I'm going to watch NFL Network.
New coverage will tilt me.
Yeah, NFL.
I'll juggle between
Mike
the others.
Mike Mayock. I talk like the LDs when I do all my breakdowns. By the way, so many people were joning that watched
on Throwback Thursday that clip of the Junkies on Bowie cable television.
It is tilting.
And said that you sounded just like Valdez.
Of course I did.
Back then you sounded exactly like the voice you're doing.
I sounded worse than Valdez, but I've reformed myself.
All right, tomorrow, big show, because we've got game one of Caps Pens. We got the NFL draft. For Bish, Cakes,
Cakes
EB,
slept on
JP.
His golf picks.
Great Nanny coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.